Good morning. We are continuing the halacha that we saw yesterday of somebody outside of Israel who happens to be in Israel for Chagim, and there's Yom Tov Sheni kept by somebody who is intending to return to Chutz La'aretz, but it's not kept by somebody who lives in Israel. And the question that we saw yesterday is, can the person from Chutz La'aretz instruct or request the person who's not keeping Yom Tov Sheni to do malacha for him? And the default is, no, that is not permitted. However, our question today is, what if there's a real need? B'shas hadchak, is there a basis to be lenient? So the Sefer Yom Tov Sheni Ki Ilchasa paskins as follows, B'shas hadchak, in a time of need, yesh matirin, there are those that permit, that are lenient, leben chutz la'aretz, to somebody who is from Chutz La'aretz, to say to somebody who is in Israel, who is not keeping Yom Tov Sheni, to do malacha on his behalf. In fact, he brings that psak in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and he says that Rav Eliashiv indeed agrees with that, but Rav Eliashiv spells out that there are actually two conditions. Number one, it has to be a shas hatzorech, there has to be a real bona fide need. In that case, we can be lenient, and also it has to be letzorech hayom. It has to be something that is necessary for Yom Tov Sheni. It can't be that it's a real need, but it's not necessary for today. It can be done tomorrow. So there are two conditions to be lenient, and if those two conditions are fulfilled, somebody from Chutz La'aretz keeping Yom Tov Sheni in Israel can request, instruct somebody who's not keeping Yom Tov Sheni to do malach on his behalf. And those two conditions are, again, are b'shas hatzorach, there's a need, and it's letzorach hayom, it's a need for today. The Asnid Baruch is a little bit stricter, and he says as follows, nira de letzorach gadol. It's not enough that it's a litzorach, there's a need. It has to be a real bona fide large need, a significant material need, and vitzorach yom tov, and then it's also litzorach of the day. Then you can be lenient based on the lenient opinion, and the instruction can be given. Just to add on a couple fascinating issues, shailas. One is as follows. If you have somebody in Eretz Yisrael who's not keeping Yom Tov Sheni, and it is Yom Tov Sheni, and he's doing a load of laundry, can somebody who is keeping Yom Tov Sheni request that he add in some dirty laundry onto the load that's being done anyway? So on the one hand, the person who lives in Israel who's not keeping Yom Tov Sheni is doing the load by himself. On the other hand, there is a problem typically of ribui b'shiurim, that you are increasing the amount of the load, and the increase is for somebody who cannot be doing laundry. So how do we paskin in that situation? So Sefer Yom Tov Sheni Ki Ilchasa says, Tzarech Iyul Nedina, it's unclear the answer to this question. The next issue and final issue for the day is, how about somebody from Eretz Yisrael taking a picture or pictures of people from Chutz La'aretz who are keeping Yom Tov Sheni, lining them up, say, let me take a picture of you. So in fact, in the Sefer Mevakshei Torah, Rav Mordechai Gross wrote that it's permitted. It's permitted from somebody in Eretz Yisrael to take pictures of people who are from Chutz La'aretz keeping Yom Tov Sheni, as long as the people from Chutz La'aretz did not request or instruct the person in Eretz Yisrael to take their picture. So they're not initiating it. The person from Eretz Yisrael who's not keeping Yom Tov Sheni is initiating it. And the person from Eretz Yisrael can even request that they move, change positions in order to improve the picture. There is not, by virtue of his telling them to move, there's no problem. They're not commanding him. They're not requesting he take the picture. He's taking the picture. He's asking them to move. They are assisting a little bit by moving, but that's not at all a problem. That doesn't trigger the amira, the problem of their instructing him, because they're not instructing him. They're not requesting the picture be taken. He's simply asking them to move a little to improve the picture that he has initiated. And Rav Mordechai Gross indeed says that Rav Eliashiv agreed with this psak of his. Have a wonderful day.